We've been devoting a lot of time on the show recently to Iraq and the fight there between the extremist group ISIS and the Iraqi government. We've heard about the rising concern in Washington about the country possibly falling apart. We've reported about the dismay and fear in northern Iraq as ISIS has taken over key cities like Fallujah and Mosul, although we've also heard that not everyone there has a negative view of the Sunni militants. But we haven't really heard from anyone who lives there and is now living under ISIS. Today, I did, though. I spoke with a Sunni resident of Mosul. I'll call him Ahmed, but that's not his real name. We've changed it for his safety. Ahmed told me ISIS militants are acting like the authorities now in Mosul.
They are guarding the banks. They are protecting the governmental departments. They told the officers and employees to get back to their works and to get back to the normal life.
Right. And is ISIS giving civil servant salaries right now?
No. They're not giving salaries. But they said that when we go to Baghdad, when we get Baghdad, when we get al-Maliki out of Iraq, you will receive your salaries.
Do you support ISIS's goal of getting Maliki out of power?
Actually, al-Maliki has oppressed us to the degree that you and the world do not know. You see some pictures in the TV about Iraq, but you don't know what's the reality. Here in Iraq, after 2003, we have witnessed murder every day, bomb attacks every day, and every day one of our friends and relatives get killed by unknown groups. And we are asking, who are these groups? And al-Maliki military forces has the gun that the people do not have. So who are killing these persons?
Just tell me, what are the ISIS fighters like when you meet them in person?
Actually, I didn't meet them in person. Just sometimes we saw them in the streets.
Are they frightening? Are they scary?
Scary?
Yeah.
No, actually, they seem to be good people. They use very good behavior with people, and they always say, don't be scared and don't fear anything. We came here to protect you and to get the oppression out of Iraq.
Do you support ISIS, Ahmed?
No, we don't support them. But they promised us that we will not hear a single bullet sound in Mosul. And this is what happened. We didn't hear a bullet since the military forces got out of Mosul. They got peace to Mosul. The security situation is stable, but we don't know who are they exactly.
Mm.
You know, so we don't care. We are the people, the normal people. We don't care if they are ISIS or al-Maliki. We want peaceful life here. We don't need more murder. As I told you, every day crying and every day blood in the streets, we get bored of this issue.
Do you think Iraq is going to split apart?
Actually, we don't know. The majority of people now in Mosul are talking about that. We will accept that to stop the bleeding. We don't to be separated and isolated from the Shia brothers. They are our brothers. But this is the solution to stop the bleeding.
Tell me, if you had a message for the United States, for the White House, what would it be?
I will tell them, please help us and please solve this issue politically. Please involve yourselves to stop the murder, to stop our bleeding. Please, Mr. Obama, we want that from you because you always have the solution. Okay? We want to solve this issue with negotiations. We don't need more bleeding.
Ahmed, thanks very much for your time. Very nice
to
meet
you. You're welcome, Mr. Marco. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Ahmed, not his real name. He's a resident of Mosul in northern Iraq. He was telling me about life there since ISIS militants took control of the city.